The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, I am back from my two-week vacation around Europe. Went to Amsterdam, smoked a whole bunch of weed, of course. Also did some other stuff. I don't just smoke weed in Amsterdam. I took a little canal tour, which was pretty fucking dope. I got some new ink and did a little bit of shopping, ate a bunch of good-ass food, then moved on to Germany, a little town called Gelsenkirchen, which I know a lot of people haven't heard of, including in Europe a lot of people haven't heard of, but the reason why I was there is because I was going to see the one and only Taylor Swift, which was an excellent fucking show, by the way, so had a good time there, then moved on to Chardon, Switzerland, and I actually ended up paragliding over Lake Geneva, which was fucking incredible. Just was thousands of feet in the air. And since I weigh nothing, I was soaring above the clouds. It was fucking spectacular. And now I am back in the US of A and back and ready to discuss sports because guess fucking what, y'all? Football season is officially here. Training camp is underway for every motherfucking team right now. And guess what? We even have our first preseason game Thursday. Yes, the Hall of Fame game takes place on Thursday, so we get our first preseason game of the year, which means now officially football season is here. A couple storylines during training camp right now. We do have a few pretty decent holdouts going right now. First would be with the San Francisco 49ers offensive lineman Trent Williams. He's holding out for a better contract right now. Dallas Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb is also holding out for a better contract. And then New York Jets defensive end Hassan Reddick, who they actually just traded for, but he is also holding out for another contract as well. And I say it every year, can't hold it against these guys. You got to get paid. You got to do what you got to do to get paid and earn the most money you can. So I have no issues with any of these guys holding out, including CeeDee Lamb. Of course, I want the dude in camp, but dude's got to get paid. And in my personal opinion, there's a few guys on the table right now who have to get paid with the Cowboys or who have contracts coming up. If you ask me who my number one is that I want signed, sealed, and delivered, his name is CeeDee Lamb. So I'm hoping we get this guy signed here pretty quick. Usually these holdouts, they last a couple of weeks and then shit gets worked out. So I'm not expecting this to really roll into the regular season, but you never know. It could, but hopefully it does not. But anyways, those are the big holdouts right now. There's a few other guys holding out. There was a couple of contract extensions that happened over the last couple of weeks as well. But so far, those are the three big name holdouts. And like I said, NFL football starts this fucking week. How fucking great is that? All right, so let's move on to baseball. It is the trade deadline. The trade deadline is tomorrow, Tuesday. The last week we have had some trades, not any earth-shattering moves. We have had quite a few deals, especially over the last 72 hours-ish. Over the weekend, I'd say the two biggest name trades ended up going to the New York Yankees. They ended up trading for Jazz Chisholm from the Miami Marlins, which I think is a great move for them. Overall, the Yankees don't need a lot of offensive help, but honestly, with Stanton, he's injury prone. The dude's always on and off in the injured list, and it looks like he's coming back this week. But Chisholm, he's a pretty reliable guy. He has had his injury issues in the past, but overall, the guy provides them not only a power bat, but he's great with stolen bases. He actually just yesterday, last night, his first game with the Yankees, he ended up stealing a base, getting hit. So overall, I feel like he's going to be a great addition for this team. We'll see how it goes with the Yankees. It's not really an offensive problem for them. It's actually their starting pitching that has been very, very odd. But you know what? They've actually stepped it up these last couple of games. So we'll see what they got. Then the other big name that was moved is the Seattle Mariners ended up trading for Randy Arozarena from the Tampa Bay Rays. He's been a big name for the Rays over the last 3-4 years. And he ended up moving to Seattle, which I think is a good move for Seattle because Arozarena, he's pretty much just been wasting away in Tampa. That's kind of why Tampa's doing the fire sale right now. I'd say the biggest team just throwing out all their team, getting rid of everybody at this moment is Tampa Bay because they could see the writing on the wall. They aren't going anywhere this year. Might as well get rid of our good guys. Arozarena is one of those guys. And going to Seattle, they're a competitive team. They're actually in line for a potential playoff spot, and I think he's just going to provide a regular source of offense for them heading into the rest of the season. All right, so let's get into the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. We actually didn't miss much while I was gone because the first week I was gone, it was the All-Star break, and then so this last week they got right back into baseball. And so while there's a couple of teams streaking in a positive direction, the ones at the top didn't really change much just because not anybody is playing really consistent baseball at this point in time. So not a lot of changes have been made, but we are talking about a couple of different teams as well once we get towards the bottom. So let's start it off with number one. Still for me is the Baltimore Orioles. They are 62-43 on the season, 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they did lose two series. They lost to the Miami Marlins and the San Diego Padres. So yeah, you're probably saying to yourself, how could they still be number one? Well, everybody else below them, other than the Dodgers, is pretty much on a losing streak as well. They haven't done anything for me to go, well, they're still not that good. They still, you know, they're the top team in their division. They're one of the top teams in the league. And just because they're down right now doesn't mean they're going to be out for the count. As a matter of fact, Ryan Mountcastle, he's really put on a show. He's had a couple of big games over the weekend. One, he had a 4 RBI game. Right now in the season, he's batting 270 with 12 home runs and 50 RBI. And I really expect the Baltimore Orioles just to continue their dominance through the second half of the season. Then at number two, one of my top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Yankees. Overall record of 62-45. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the New York Mets, but had a crazy series against the Boston Red Sox. They did win, but it was a really back-and-forth affair between the two teams in every game, basically. Right now, the Yankees actually lead the league with 539 runs on the season. So like I said, offense is not a problem with them, but Chisholm's definitely going to add stolen bases is going to be a big thing that he's going to add, as well as defense. But Aaron Judge is just mashing it right now, batting 314, 37 home runs, 96 RBI. Both of those categories lead the league still. Juan Soto batting a 306, 27 home runs, and 74 RBI. Both of these guys are just killing it right now. They are a killer duo. And like I said, they're getting Stanton back this week. And, you know, Chisholm, he's going to add a different effect for them as well. It's, like I said, the pitching. The pitching's got to get more and more consistent. Over this past week, they were pretty decent. I wouldn't call them consistent, but they were pretty decent. But the offense definitely hides those difficulties that they have with the pitchers. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 63-44. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the San Francisco Giants, but lost the series to the Houston Astros. And Teoscar Hernandez, the guy has had a resurgence with the Dodgers this year. He's batting a 265 with 22 home run and 69 RBI. They also got Clayton Kershaw back this week as well. So the Dodgers look to be loading up. Ready to make this this nice second half run. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 65-40. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games, so they are kind of in a slump right now. This past week, they lost the series to the Minnesota Twins and then also to the Cleveland Guardians. Kyle Schwarber, though, this guy, he had a hot June. And his July, he continued it on into that. He actually had a couple of games over the weekend where he had two home runs in one game. Unfortunately, the Phillies lost those games, but he is batting .248 right now with 22 home runs and 63 RBI on the season. I expect the Phillies to get it going, though, because they have too much firepower to really stay in a slump for too long. Then at number 5 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Cleveland Guardians. Overall record of 63-42. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series against the Detroit Tigers and won the series over the Philadelphia Phillies. Stephen Kwan, he has been on fire since he came back from the injured list a couple months ago. He is batting .342 with 11 home runs and 30 RBI. And then Jose Ramirez, he continues his hot bat as well, batting a .271 with 24 home runs and 82 RBI. And the Guardians really having no issue scoring offensively. It's just their pitching, it's hit or miss. And, you know, they can have their good nights, but it tends to be shaky for them. And that could be what is their downfall, but so far they've really been able to maintain a steady course all season, even through all the injuries and through all the issues with their starting pitching and bullpen. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Milwaukee Brewers, overall record of 60-45. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week they took the series over the Chicago Cubs, but lost to the Miami Marlins. Willy Adames, he is having a phenomenal year right now. He's got 16 home runs with 68 RBI, which leads the team. And then Rhys Hoskins, his average is in the low 200s, which is not good. But when he comes up to bat, he can just mash him out the park. So he does have 17 home runs and 53 RBI. Even though he's on the low side with the batting average, he still is providing them a pretty decent source of offense right now at this current point in time. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the San Diego Padres, overall record of 57-51. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Washington Nationals and the Baltimore Orioles. And Dylan Cease, he's had a great year, and he continued that great year on with a no-hitter over the Washington Nationals, a 3-0 no-hitter. And it's the second no-hitter in San Diego Padres history, and it is also his first no-hitter of his career. So the Padres pitching has been pretty solid for the most part. They are a team that really hasn't been consistent as of yet. But who knows? The Padres might be a team that just comes out of nowhere and just makes a nice little playoff run towards the end of the season. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Houston Astros, overall record of 55-50. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Oakland A's, but took the series over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yordan Alvarez actually did something in his stellar career that he has yet to do, and that is hit for a cycle. Earlier in the week, he hit for his first cycle ever. That means he had a single, a double, a triple, and a home run all in one game. And first time he has ever done that, which just says a lot because the guy has zero issues getting on base. If there's one thing Yordan can do, it is slug a motherfucking bat. And he hit for his first cycle. Not only is the Astros are really starting to get going right now, and this is a team you really don't want to see. Offensively, they're not really having issues. It was their starting pitching and bullpen that has been their issues. And right now, starting pitching is actually starting to get going with Hunter Brown and Blanco. These two guys have really stepped it up. Valdez is starting to get going. He's starting to look like his old self. So look out for those Houston Astros. I said it before the All-Star break that this looks like a team that could really get going. And we've seen what they do in the postseason, so you really can't count this team out. I kind of expect them to be a team who probably starts moving up in these ranks as well, but they got to find some consistency, especially with the pitching. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that we have not talked about a lot lately, but they have been hot. Even before the All-Star break, this was one of the hottest teams, and that is the New York Mets. They are 55-50 on the season right now, 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the New York Yankees and split the series against their division rival Atlanta Braves. And with the win over the weekend, they actually moved into the wild card spot above the Braves. So this looks like this might actually be a battle between the Braves and the Mets. And right now, my money's on the Mets because the Mets are the stronger team. They're playing better right now as well. The Braves, Every time it feels like they get going, they suffer a big injury, or they just keep slumping. They just have yet to really be a consistent team. So you look at the Mets and I go, this team is poised, primed, and ready to potentially make a second half run. Right now, Francisco Lindor, he's got 22 home runs on the season and 62 RBI. Also, Brandon Nimmo, he's having a solid year with 16 home run and 63 RBI. So they're getting it going offensively, defensively, looking pretty solid. It's the starting pitching and the bullpen that's really been an issue for them, but they've been able to overcome it. And who knows? You might want to look out for the Mets. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings are the Minnesota Twins. Overall record of 58-46. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Philadelphia Phillies and the Detroit Tigers. And Carlos Santana, he is having a resurgent year with the Twins this year, especially over the last month. Right now, he's batting a .243 with 14 home runs and 47 RBI on the season. And Minnesota, they're a weird team. I look at Cleveland as the much better team that's easily going to win that division, or they should easily win that division. Minnesota's probably going to make it a little bit of a race towards the end of it. But overall, I just look at the Guardians and I go, they are the better team, hands down. Overall, they've been way more consistent. But the Twins, I could see them just, you know, throwing a wrench in people's plans this year and making it a battle for the Guardians. But overall, I still think the Guardians are the better team. But the Twins, offensively, they can get going. Unfortunately, Carlos Correa is back on the injured list. And he was on fire for them before he was injured. So we'll see what happens there if the Twins are able to keep it a little bit consistent. But who knows what you're going to get from them, because they are a very inconsistent team. All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of the week of sports. And I will talk to you fools on Friday.